stubborn will or a fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't be the loving, and I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big, whole, round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them boys?
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Large cranes are right now moving into Baltimore Harbor to begin the long process of removing the wreck of the Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore saying on Thursday this stage of the cleanup will be paid for by the federal government.
We submitted an initial $60 million request to the Biden-Harris administration for initial mobilization, operations, and debris recovery efforts. And I can report that as of this afternoon, the Biden-Harris administration has approved that request.
Big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall last night for President Biden. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were also there. Former President Donald Trump on Long Island at the wake for a slain New York City police officer. Today, marking exactly 1 year behind bars for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia for the spying, a charge his company, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government strongly refute. This is ABC News. Eight prison officers are among the 146 arrested for raids after an alleged network bringing contraband into Georgia prisons was uncovered.
It's the largest criminal operation of its kind in Georgia history, say state prisons investigators, including Greg Phillips.
We stopped roughly 170 prison drops.
And?
We did electronic interceptions on Mr. Robert Schwartz, his business here at Thunder Drones, and inmates and associates of inmates.
Schwartz, one of those charged.
Most of our business is consumer business.
State officials say 87 drones, loads of meth, ecstasy, plus hundreds of cell phones and 22 weapons were seized. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And starting Monday, fast food workers in California will begin earning at least $20 an hour, $4 above the state's minimum wage. A new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom last year applies to corporate and franchise-owned restaurants with at least 60 locations nationwide. McDonald's, Starbucks, Chipotle, and other chains say they will raise prices in response to the law. This is ABC News.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Another proposed tuition increase at UW-Madison and other UW campuses next year. The recommended 3.75% increase was announced Thursday by Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman, and it's up for a Board of Regents vote next week. UW tuition increased an average of 4.2% last year. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The State Journal reports paperwork has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Wednesday. The first attempt to recall Voss went off the rails with a lack of valid signatures and allegations of fraud. And 40 Wisconsin schools will be getting $12 million in grants from the 2022 Federal Safer Communities Program. State Schools Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly says she hopes students in the schools that were selected will be able to better overcome the growing challenges faced by children. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Whether taking on large commercial landscapes or your own backyard, let Steel help with your pursuit of the perfect cut. Introducing Steel zero-turn mowers for homeowners and pros. With a wide range of features and options, like our advanced four-wheel suspension system and 0% financing available, it's time to let the pursuit begin. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/zero-turn. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details. In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a little warmer today, partly cloudy, 49 our high this afternoon, with clouds increasing by late afternoon. Tonight, a few showers in the evening, otherwise cloudy with a low of 33. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 46. Easter Sunday, mostly cloudy. Late day showers with a high of 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Even when I catch you, even Just up and fade away. trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust. Yeah, he ain't trying to change nobody. He's just trying real hard to adjust.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Oh, what a love that'll bind the wounds of loss and heal my heart. Oh, what a love to cast away the pain. Oh, what a love that'll bear for me the cost of a brand new start. Oh, what a love to let me begin again. Oh, what a light that'll brighten up the corners of a lonely life. Oh, what a light to cast away the rain. Oh, what a light to remove the gloom of facing the dark alone. Oh, what a light, I believe I can see again. I remember the day we walked on the beach till sunset, then we sang. Song learned from the sea, taught solely to the young. Oh, what a song to cast away the rain. Oh, what a song to break the bonds of fear that still the sound. Oh, what a song, I believe I can sing again. I took what she gave, and the words we'd say were a promise of love that'll honor beyond the grave. Oh, what a love that'll bind the wounds of loss and heal my heart. Oh, what a love to cast away the pain. Oh, what a love that'll bear for me the cost.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Oh What a Love, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens today. Of course, it is Good Friday. So that means the banks are going to be closing from noon to 3 today. Don't forget about that. Markets, though, are closed due to the Good Friday and Easter holidays. So keep that in mind as well. Coming up this hour, we'll have today's ag weather forecast. Could see some rain here for the Easter weekend. And again, we'll have details this hour. Plus, we'll be chatting with Jim Whitaker. He is a rice farmer from Arkansas, the state of Arkansas, and he was in Fountain City on Tuesday during that event with Secretary Vilsack, and we're going to talk about his rice farming operation and what he does to grow rice in a climate-smart way, kind of a different way to grow rice. We're going to talk with Jim about that here coming up this hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy Farmers. Extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at gut lining and its effect on animal health and functionality in dairy cattle and actually beef cattle as well. And this was summarized by Dr. Greg Penner at a webinar. He is located at the University of Saskatoon in Canada and is active in this area as well. Why is the gut lining important in dairy cattle? Well, first of all, that's the major source of absorption of nutrients occur in the dairy animal. Yes, some occurs in the rumen, but certainly that's the major source. Also, the gut lining, especially in the small intestine and the rumen, there's secretory functions there. In the small intestine, of course, it's going to be enzymes. In rumen, it'll be some bicarb. It's a barrier, simply keeping the undesirable bacteria out of the bloodstream while bringing nutrients in as well. The gut lining does communicate with the cow in terms of animal health. We know in the lining in the rumen is to remove the volatile fatty acids and be absorbed as both sources of energy and nutrients for the animal. And the short-chain fatty acids, the VFA, depends to be a dissociated form, which means we've got to get the hydrogen ion off of these, and therefore the bicarb becomes important. Perhaps our listeners will be a bit surprised, according to the research by Dr. Penner, the rumen epithelial actually has more buffering capability than does saliva. So those are the two major sources to get rid of extra hydrogen ions. That also has an impact on methane production. And we know that we need to have some motility in the rumen so that we, in fact, get the VFAs exposed to the rumen wall to be absorbed. If for some reason damage occurs to the surface of the rumen, it takes 6 or 8 weeks for it to be regenerated. So rumen pH is an important factor. Another important aspect, of course, is going to be the barrier. That is the junction that literally seals the cells in the lining of both the rumen and the small intestine. In the rumen, there are four layers of cells that form that barrier. In the small intestine, there's mucosal linings. And each of them have different thicknesses and functions as well. And once in a while, under severe acidosis, farmers will see these mucosal linings. And that's basically those being sloughed off because they're being challenged. What kind of challenges could we see then for these barriers? Well, certainly one that probably everyone's heard about is leaky gut. Leaky gut simply means that these barriers open up and allows bacteria to shift in and dry, cause a huge inflammation in these animals. Iowa State researchers report 2 pounds of glucose in 12 hours needed to combat or support the inflammation response in these animals. Other ones, of course, will be transition when cows are off feed. That could be due to calving itself. Certainly in beef animals would be bringing new cattle into the feeding program, or in some cases, having empty bunks, not having feed in front of these animals and have it available. Another impact on barrier function would be heat stress, and that was clearly demonstrated by the research studies. We look at this barrier function. If for some reason there is a major change in feed intake or days of reduced feed intake, the barrier function will change and a change in absorption as well, and that increases the risk of acidosis and can lead to liver abscesses. And, of course, that has been one of the big questions we're looking at right now with beef on dairy here in the United States and in Canada. So the take-home messages are, one, gut health has to be consistent and nourished. A low feed intake is a real risk that can be a problem with barrier and causing, leading to inflammation on the linings themselves. The feeding strategies are important to maintain constant supply of feed, same time of the day, and minimize impacts of heat stress or other metabolic disorders that can upset feed intake as well. And then they look at additives. Probiotics and yeast can be a real positive here in terms of management of volatile fatty acids. Antibiotics are not your friend there, and butyrate would be a plus on development. Well, that completes the program for today.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. Will consumer demand for beef stay strong in the face of higher beef prices? USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell.
We're at the point in the season now where we're being in transition on the beef demand side towards the summer grilling season. So, you know, a lot about what we see happening in the cattle and beef markets next couple weeks and months are largely going to be predicated on how consumers respond, what kind of beef demand we get, and how that works its way back through the system. So, yeah, so I think that's what we'll be paying attention to the next couple weeks and months as we prepare our forecast, and I imagine the market is going to be doing the same.
That's USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Actress Jodie Foster looks back at an amazing career and the journey she took to get here.
Yes, yes, I am crazy. I think I have managed to survive and survive intact. And that was no small feat. And look at me. I survived.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She's so kissable, huggable, lovable, unbelievable. She's a mouthful of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical, she's unpredictable, she's available. It's a miracle. Find someone so elegant, intelligent. Heaven sent, all my money spent. I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's indisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, lookable, lovable, unbelievable.
Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Thursday, milk markets were lower. April down 8 to 1556, May down 10 to 1595, June down 9 to 1668, July down 9 at 1743. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher. Barrels up 3/4 to 142 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks up 1 to 141 and 3/4. 7 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up a quarter to 284 and a quarter. Four trades on the day. Grain and non-fat dry milk steady at 112. One trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 40 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets were mostly higher on the day, as there was some cash trade, and not a lot, though, to really have much of a trend, but there was some technical buying in the markets after recent losses had the cattle markets severely oversold. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly higher as they rallied into the hogs and pigs report. Some positive export inspections news, though, helped to support the hog market. April live cattle up $1.40 to $1.85. April feeder cattle up 25 cents to $2.47.12. And April hogs up 52 cents to $86.62. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets were mostly higher after USDA estimated the corn plantings at a less than expected 90 million acres. Meanwhile, winter wheat was higher after USDA's 34.1 million acre winter wheat planting estimate was less than expected. While soybeans, they were mostly mixed. Now, the prospective plantings was higher than expected, and that pressured the nearby contract. New crop corn up 15.5 to 477.75. New crop beans were up at 2.75 to 1186.25. May wheat up 12.75 to 560.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 387, April 390, May 393, new crop 423. Cash beans 1107, April 1112, May 1117, new crop 1101. Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 410, April 404, May 404, new crop 422.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia. Cash corn 392, April 406, and new crop at 428. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and April corn 382, new crop 422, cash and April and new crop beans all at 1111. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 392, new crop 423, cash beans 1113, new crop 1101. Red Wing Grains, cash and April and May corn at 425, new crop 427, cash and April beans 1166, May 1171, new crop 1131. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 381, new crop 422, cash beans 1114, new crop 1111. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 164 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 140 to 172, market cows 90 to 130, bulls 122 to 160, calves 270 to 990, beef steers 212 to 370, Holstein steers 170 to 332. Sheep markets at Equity, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 250 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 200 and down, goat markets does 210 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 183 to 196, finished beef heifers 185 to 196, finished dairy steers 160 to 169, market cows 95 to 120, market bulls 120 to 155. Hog markets, market hogs at 60 to 104, light sows 56 to 66.50, heavy sows 63 to 66, and boars 20 to 24. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Doug. Being a spokesperson's easy, kid. Just say, customize and save with Liberty Mutual. Customize and save with Liberty Bibberty.
That's not it.
Letterby Mutual.
Mm-mm.
Liberty Musical.
Nope.
Liberty, line?
It's two words. Liberty Mutual.
Got it. Don't not pay at libertymuttnoodle.com.
Wow. I guess I'll just do it.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. That's a wrap.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way from Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've been. A Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around the world, but y'all, I'm still a Mississippi girl. They put my face on the big movie screen, but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Just 'cause everybody knows her name, ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. Still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me all around this world. That's alright, 'cause y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl.
easy, baby. This ain't the first time you've done it to me, honey. It's gonna be the last time. And I know you think that I'll be going out of my mind, crying you a river that winds and winds and winds. Oh, but baby, I'm down to my last teardrop this time. I don't care who or what you're doing. Ain't gonna be no more boo-hooing. Oh, baby, this time I swear it's the truth. I ain't gonna cry no more for you. Uh-uh.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Jim Whitaker. He is a rice farmer from Arkansas, and he was here at the Great Rivers Packaging Facility in Fountain City for the announcement with Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack on the brand new long grain rice that is the first product of its kind to be coming from the USDA Climate Smart Agriculture Commodities Program. And Jim, thanks for joining us. Well, first, we're in Wisconsin, so we have dairy, corn, soybeans, wheat. I guess wild rice is about the closest we're going to get, but tell us about your farm.
So I farm in southeast Arkansas, and our farm consists of rice, cotton, corn, and soybeans. Arkansas is a very diverse state, but we are the largest rice growing state in the country. And our land is very flat, very heavy clay soil, so it's very conducive for rice. It holds water very well, and rice is grown in a flooded environment, so that's where we grow our rice.
But because of that, rice creates methane because of the flooded waters, correct?
That's correct. As fields are flooded, or anything that holds water, anywhere in the marsh, swamp lands, lakes, stuff like that, methane is emitted because of a wet microbial community that lives in the soil's soup or the mushy topsoil area. So rice is a big emitter of methane, but it's also the largest calorie consumed around the world. There's 400 million acres of rice grown globally. We grow about 2.5 million acres in the United States. So what we're finding out is we can reduce methane emissions by altering the way we water our rice. We can dry the soil during the growing season a couple times, and we can reduce methane by about 50%, reduce water 30 to 50%, and grow a better, safer, cleaner crop.
Drying the soil. Now, when you made your comments, what would your dad be saying if he found that rice field dry?
he would tell me I better get some water on it. I'd be in a lot of trouble as a teenager if I had a dry rice field.
So what made you decide to try this?
I started farming when I was 22 years old with a beginning farmer FHA loan. My dad went through the 80s and struggled financially, even to the point that he almost got foreclosed on. So when I was out of high school, he just finally one day said, you guys got to go do whatever you're going to do. You're going to start farming on your own, which I didn't know then was probably, I'd say, the best thing he ever did for me was just kick me out of the nest and put me on my own. So I've always been an early adopter. I've always been at the university field days. I've always been reading, trying to find the newest, best technique. And I just came across it and started toying with the idea.
So you mentioned, okay, 50% reduction in methane, about a 50% reduction in water. Your dad would be, you know, saying, okay, well, the methane thing really isn't that big of a deal, but the water is, so you must have lost 50% of your crop, but you found that didn't happen. Have some of the agronomists explained why?
Well, yeah, as far as why, we just found out the rice is grown in a flooded environment, you know, 4 to, you know, more inches of water, and that is a weed control suppression technique. And we found out as chemistries have gotten better and farmers have better farming practices, we don't have to have a continuously covering of water. So when we allow the soil to dry just a little bit, the rice actually puts off new roots and goes deeper into the soil, chasing the water. And we feel like some nutrients become available to the rice plant. What also happens is, using less water, we don't allow any water to run off our fields. So if we don't have runoff, we don't have soil erosion, we don't have nutrient loss. And every gallon of water we use, or every acre inch of water equates for 27,154 gallons of water. Every acre inch of water we use less saves us about $3 an acre. So we reduced our water about 20 acre inches. So we're saving about $60 an acre. And that's the difference between making money or not making money.
One of the things, okay, so you started doing this, I think it was 2017. Okay, that's all great. But you weren't getting any premium because your rice is just mixed in with everybody else's. Now, with this product, your rice now is getting that premium. And that has to be pretty exciting for you as a rice farmer and your other farmers that are doing this in Arkansas.
So, yeah, what I can say, if I had to give like one little piece of advice to young farmers, I'm not a young farmer anymore, but I would say keep good records. You know, make sure your equipment is monitoring and recording everything you're doing, because someday someone's going to come after that data and they're going to pay you to do these practices and you're going to be ready and willing to go. Just stay in tune to what the new stuff is, whether it's no-till, cover crops, reduced till, nutrient management, all those key buzzwords, but stay in tune to that kind of stuff.
The rice that you grow, is it a GMO variety or a conventional variety?
There are no GMO rice varieties anywhere in the world. So we grow a non-GMO product. It's gluten-free. It's probably one of the healthiest things you can eat. It's unprocessed. We take it straight from the field to the grain bin and we dry it, which most people, all your farmer listeners, are used to drying grain. We dry it to a moisture content of about 12. They take it out of our grain bin, take the hull off, the outer covering, and you're ready to eat rice. It's pretty much that simple.
Just add water, right? Now you got to add the water back in.
Yeah, we save it so you can add it back in.
That is, you have to be really excited, though, about this, that you know, these new packaging, and it's going to be in grocery stores eventually, right now just online. But I mean, you're looking at that package going, that probably came from my field. I mean, dairy farmers don't even have that ability, because, you know, although the milks, you know, might come from a Wisconsin plant, but this is something that, you know, this probably came from my field.
These things are, yeah, I'm very excited, but these type of practices are coming because the consumers want to know, they want to go all the way back to the farm, and they want to relate to that farmer. So Another thing is, if you don't tell your story, someone else is going to tell it for you. So farmers, tell your story. I know it sounds cheesy to have a farm Facebook page. Tell your story. Do a good job. Be a good steward, and people are going to come find you.
Okay, before I let you go, got to ask, as a rice farmer, so I've got one of these packages of rice. Okay, so what's a good dish? Give me. You know, I know that's kind of, okay, you got to think off your... What's a good dish here that I can use this rice with?
So one of my favorites would be, I would just cook the rice. I would cook the white rice. I'm going to add a little bit of olive oil to it, stir it in, cook it till it's done. For me, I'm pretty simple. I'm probably going to make a hamburger steak. I'm going to make a pan of gravy with that hamburger steak and fried onions, and I'm going to put it on top of my rice and enjoy it that way.
Ooh, I may have to try that here once we get the grilling season going and all that. Maybe not with the hamburger steak, but a ribeye, I may have to do that.
Ribeye is great with it as well.
That is Jim Whitaker. He's a rice farmer from Arkansas. And again, his rice, along with some other farmers in the Arkansas area, their rice is being climate smart. It's a climate smart commodity program, part of that program. And their rice now just went to the market, and it's the first of its kind going to market from the USDA Climate Smart Agriculture Commodity Program. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Rain and snow chances return today with slightly warmer temperatures in our ag weather forecast. Temperatures will continue to warm into the weekend with another chance of rain and snow Sunday into Monday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 45 to 50, relative humidities at 51 to 56%, east winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 25. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 90% chance of rain and or freezing rain. Lows 30 to 35, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. East winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the northeast. We'll see anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation. For Saturday, cloudy, highs 43 to 48, relative humidities at 63 to 68%. Northwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Monday, mostly cloudy, rain likely, highs 45 to 50. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50. For Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55. And for Thursday, sunny, highs 55 to 60.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When working on your acreage, don't let your guard down around machinery. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. No matter what the features of a tractor might be, make safety your first priority as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Tractors are the workhorse of choice on a farm, but they're also the leading source of work-related injuries. No matter how or when you're running machinery, you have to keep safety in mind. According to the National Safety Council, overturned tractors account for nearly 50% of tractor fatalities. Remember these 10 recommendations for tractor safety. Number 1, know your tractor, its implements, and how they work. Read and understand your operator's manual and keep up with maintenance, including brakes, guards, hazard decals, signals, lights, and all other safety devices. 2. Use a rollover protective structure and a seatbelt. Research shows that when used together, ROPS and seatbelts are 90%